Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and in studio with me is Becky Bartling, the Chief Executive Officer for the Sonoma County Fair. Hi, Becky.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So we're very excited. It's fair time again, and this is going to be a big one. The Sonoma County Fair is, of course, in Santa Rosa at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds from August 2nd to August 12th. Tell us a little bit about the theme this year, Salute to Heroes.
Well, the theme came about, probably obvious to most people, as a result of the fires in October. Yeah. And we really wanted to do something that celebrated our first responders. And in the middle of the fires, as everybody was very busy and we were in the evacuation mode, we changed our theme and said, let's do Salute to Heroes. And that's how we came up with it. And we've been having a lot of fun putting some things together for that.
Yeah. And also the Sonoma County Fairgrounds was ground central for our heroes during the fires.
Yes, absolutely. We had around 5,700 Cal Fire. We had 500-600 different types of animals, all the way from horses to cattle to chickens and ducks, and we actually had one cockatiel.
Oh, my goodness. That's right. I remember all of those horses and cattle being brought to the fairgrounds, and you guys handled it just perfectly.
Well, thank you. And we also had, over 500 people in our Grace Pavilion evacuated. So it was definitely a big campus full of different types of activities in response to the fires.
Yeah. And how exciting now to be able to come back to the fair, to know that that happened, to be so proud of what the Sonoma County Fair Board and everyone there at the fairgrounds was able to do.
Absolutely. Well, we were honored to be able to do it, and I got to tell you, it was a team effort with my team. Amazing, in the middle of the morning, coming to work at 2 o'clock in the morning and opening up the barns and opening up the halls and all of that, and everybody did it without question.
Right. Of course. Exactly. We all did what we had to do, and it was immediate. We did it right away. So let's talk a little bit about the fair. August. Is this a little bit later than normal, or is this sort of where the fair normally happens?
Well, it's not normal for us, but it is the same, similar to the dates that we had last year. Mm-hmm. So we end up with our fair dates based on what race dates we get assigned. And so that's always a little bit of a shell game that happens, mm-hmm. and we used to be more in July than August. But last year, we ended up with the dates the first part of August. And this year, we're just having 2 weeks of racing, so it's going to be a hot and fast and furious 2 weeks of horse racing at the Sonoma County Fair.
Oh, and horse racing is so much fun. People love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about racing at the Sonoma County Fair.
Well, we are excited. What's interesting, and many people don't know, is that we are the only racing fair that has a turf track. A grass track. Mm-hmm. So the horsemen love to come to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And of course, everybody loves to come to Wine Country. That's something special that most fairgoers don't get to see, is horses racing on the turf, on grass. So we're unique in that way. Yeah. And then, of course, we have all kinds of other activities beyond just the horse racing. On Sundays is the Derby Dog Dash.
Oh, my gosh, the Derby Dog. I've had a friend who has entered her dog in it. Her dog did not make it far, did not cross the finish line, just sort of, smelled the other dogs, trotted a little bit, and then stopped. This is so much fun.
It is really fun, and I have to tell you that the owners of the Derby Dogs are probably even more passionate than our horse owners.
Oh my goodness.
It's very fun.
So is there still opportunities to bring your dogs, or have people already registered for the Derby Dog Dash?
There's still opportunity. I would get right on that quickly.
Okay.
Because it's very popular. You can go online and register. And so it's fun to be a participant, and then to watch it is just a kick.
It's hilarious.
It's really hilarious.
It's so much fun. SonomaCountyFair.com, of course, is the website if you want to register. It's also a place to buy your tickets. So if you buy your tickets in advance, are you going to save some money?
Absolutely. So you can buy admission tickets in advance. You can buy, and they're discounted, $12 in advance as opposed to $15. Mm-hmm. You can also buy your kids' tickets that are $7. They're not discounted. They're already discounted. Okay. But, for convenience, you can buy them. You can get them at Lucky's. You can get them online at our website, SonomaCountyFair.com, or you can come into our box office, which will be open. Actually, we're open Monday through Friday. And then we also have, what's really a great deal, our discounts on our carnival pre-sale. So a pre-sale wristband without admission is $25 in advance, $35 if you want a admission ticket. And during the fair, they're $30 and $35 without admission. So it's a great deal.
Wow, okay, yeah.
You absolutely want to buy them in advance, and you can get them at all those locations I just mentioned, as well as some of the Hispanic, Latino grocery stores and a few other locations. So you definitely want to, we really push people to buy them in advance.
Yeah, that's a great way to save money. And also to sort of shorten your time getting into the fair. Because sometimes there's a line, but if you've already pre-purchased, you can head in and get yourself
absolutely. We want you to get in quick, but I also don't mind seeing lines.
Yeah, for you, yes. I'm sure that's great.
We do try to get everybody in quickly, though.
What about parking? How much does parking cost?
Parking is $9 in most of the lots. It's $15 in the median lot and also in our Grace Pavilion lot. That's more of a VIP lot.
Got it. Okay. And can you pre-purchase the parking passes, or is that something you purchase on site?
Most of that is on site, although we do have what we call a family pack. It's only available in our box office, and that includes three general admission tickets for adults, two kids tickets, and a parking pass for $44.
Oh, that's also a great deal.
It's a great deal. Yeah. So, yeah, come on into our office, and we'll sell you a family pack.
All right. Very nice. So we've talked a little bit about the theme for the fair, and how is that going to be reflected in events and things that we see on the fairgrounds?
Well, we're doing some special things. One of them particularly is on Mondays and Tuesday. Well, Monday and Tuesday, we are doing first responders get in free to the fair. And they also get a free carnival ride. Butler Amusements is providing a free carnival ride
on the
Ferris wheel.
Okay. Oh, nice.
So we're excited about that. We also have an exhibit in our garden building of first responders. We'll actually have various booths with first responders and some photos and information and sort of a positive memory of what our first responders did for us. Throughout the fairgrounds, we have some exhibits in the Hall of Flowers. We have a really, really cool old fire engine.
Oh, neat.
Really neat. And then a similar type in Grace Pavilion. So you want to wander around the fairgrounds and do that. And then Jane Ingdahl, who's our amazing special events coordinator.
She's the best.
She is.
She has so much energy. I love that woman.
She is pretty incredible. She has put together some really cool stuff. She's got superhero days. She has a wizard fest, kind of a Harry Potter wizard fest deal. Harry Potter was a hero himself,
yes,
if you read the books or watched the movies. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff going like that. And then, of course, all the kid activities. So we're really kind of trying to combine all that together.
I love that. And then let's talk a little bit more about the Hall of Flowers. It's gorgeous. Our gardeners put in so much effort.
Absolutely.
And I know the building operators and your scenery painters and people who put in all of the water features. I mean, there's so much work that goes into this. How long does it take to put the Hall of Flowers together?
We start towards the end of April. There's all the design and the painting and all the prep work for all of that, and then it culminates with the gardeners all coming in. And this year, to go along with the theme, it's Seasons of Sonoma. And what we wanted to do was really celebrate Sonoma County. We want people to feel good and remember how amazing this county is and how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
So that's our theme, is Seasons of Sonoma.
Well, that's just going to be absolutely beautiful. I'm imagining there might be some grapevines. We'll have some beautiful flowers, of course, because Sonoma County has some of the most gorgeous flowers. Oh my gosh, so much gorgeous landscape to use as your inspiration.
The redwoods.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah. So we're very excited about that. We're having a lot of fun. We've had Greg Duncan, who is our designer, has had a lot of fun putting it together, and we're excited about that. And, so many of the other things that we have going on at the fair.
There's also a preview party for the Hall of Flowers. When is that happening?
That will be August 1st, Wednesday night, starting at 5:30. Great deal. It's $35, and you have wine and beer that's complimentary.
Nice.
Yes, and there are heavy appetizers. Mm-hmm. You get a preview of the Olliflowers of Seasons of Sonoma. And also, the great part about that is any of the profits go to support our scholarship fund.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes,
that's
so we really love folks coming out. It's a great program, and for $35, you get a great, wonderful night.
Oh, yeah, and it's so much fun, and it's so beautiful to be able to see it before anybody else. So that's very fun on Wednesday, August 1st. And the tickets for that available on the website?
Yes, you can get them on the website, or again, you can come into our office and pick those up.
Okay, great. So the box office or SonomaCountyFair.com. And then after the fair is over, there's also a plant sale.
There is, and what we've done this year is something unique. Typically, it wasn't until the morning after the fair.
Mm-hmm.
So on the closing night on Sunday, the Hall of Flowers will close at 6, and at 8 o'clock, we're going to open back up, and you can actually go in and buy flowers, buy
wow.
different items, and take them home with you.
That's so great. So you can do some shopping there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The
yeah, absolutely. So we felt that would give our patrons a better opportunity to actually be there instead of, you know, having to come back the next morning.
Sure. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
And I love going to the Hall of Flowers, too, to sort of see different. I mean, these are great landscapers who you have come in. They're award-winning. They've been doing this for many, many years. Some of them are new to the business. You've got junior gardeners as well who are showing their stuff. And you really can get a lot of great ideas for what can I do in my own yard, especially with this theme this year of Seasons of Sonoma that there's going to be native plants, I'm sure.
Absolutely. I know. Every time I see this, I think, I wish that would be in my backyard.
Yeah. Or maybe get a contact for your
exactly.
next landscaper,
no.
right?
Absolutely. Great contacts.
Very cool. So the garden building is fantastic. The Hall of Flowers is wonderful. There's also a master gardeners as well. They're there to answer questions.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And is that throughout the fair? Are there certain times that they're available?
They're throughout the fair, but on various times.
Okay, good. Yeah. And the best thing to do is to pick up, I'm actually looking through it right now because there's so much wonderful information in it, is to get your fair guide. And you can pick that up at the box office. Also here at our radio stations at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group. You can come by the radio station and pick one up. And you may have even received it in the mail because it's a great way to sort of plan your attack for the fair.
Absolutely. So it really is a great magazine. You know, like I mentioned a while ago, I've been in the fair business for a long time, and I have to tell you, this is a fabulous publication. I mean, it's full color. It provides all the information of everything that's going on mm-hmm. on a daily basis, and it really gives you your, you know, plan. Opportunity to plan for the fair.
Yeah, it is pretty great. So we talked a little bit about the Hall of Flowers and the theme this year. What other kinds of things can you do at the fair? What kinds of special attractions are there?
Well, you know, we have something for everyone, and we are the best value for the entertainment dollar. We have, you know, the rides. We've got all kinds of things happening. We have free concerts. We implemented those a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So on the community stage, every night we have some form of entertainment. We've got Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We have a new blues festival that we're bringing in. We've got Sawyer Brown, John Michael Montgomery.
Yeah.
Lots of great stuff. Great Latino music on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And some really fun tribute bands.
Oh,
Queen
cool.
Nation. And
Super Diamond.
Oh, yep. Really fun stuff. We've got also, of course, our dirt acts always. Rodeo. We've got barrel racing. Mm-hmm. We've got our Farmer's Day. Monster trucks.
Oh,
monster,
cool.
Monsterless. Very, that's a hard word. very popular with the
yeah.
monster trucks. And also, Destruction Derby on the last day.
Fun.
And I tell you what, those are an additional ticket, but I would get them in advance because they all sell out. Really
yeah.
fun. And then, of course, in our livestock area, we have all the animals that you can see on a daily basis. We also have an opportunity to buy an animal. In our auction days, we have a lamb auction, rabbit auction, goat, hog, poultry, beef, anything you could actually want to buy. And a really unique auction is called Ag Mechanics. And it's where individuals actually work on designing and different types of equipment. It can be, last year they did these amazing picnic tables. Hmm. This year I've seen some of the stuff that's come in. Huge barbecue grills that they've welded together. I mean, professional, wow. really professional huh. items. Just really neat things that are auctioned off. So that's something fun to watch out for.
Yeah. And I love the exhibit halls. That's one thing that I always, when I go to the fair, I want to go in and see the artwork and the crafts and the canning and the things that people who live next to me, my neighbors, have submitted to the fair. It's so cool.
Yes. The exhibits are really, truly amazing. The things that people make and bake and put together are just really incredible. And then, of course, our vendors in the Grace Pavilion, mm-hmm. all kinds of fun stuff that you can't go home without.
Right. That's wonderful. Yeah. What about any demos? Speaking of the Grace Pavilion, are there demos that happen in there?
There are some there are demos with some of the product vendors that we have in mm-hmm. there. And then, you know, in the exhibit halls, there's various demos. We also have a really neat program. It's called Redwood Writers. And they're an organization that promotes writing and reading of books and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. So that's something that was new last year, and they're in one of our exhibit halls as well.
That's great. I love it. What about special days? Because sometimes you can go and there's a themed day, or maybe there's a discounted day for certain people.
Yes. Very important. Mm-hmm. So Thursdays are kids' days. So kids 12 and under get in free.
Nice. Okay,
yes.
That's great.
That's a great day to go. Mm-hmm. Come buy your wristband in advance for $25 and then come free on mm-hmm. that Thursday and ride on the rides all day long.
Nice.
And I must say that Butler Amusements is a wonderful carnival ride operator, and they have terrific rides. And then, of course, on Fridays, seniors, 60 and up, get in free to the fair. So very special days. Wednesdays are food bank Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And if you bring a can of food, you get in a $4 discount.
Oh, that's yeah. very cool.
So we've got lots of things going on. We've got the first responders on Mondays and Tuesdays, mm-hmm. the food bank Wednesdays, the kids' days on Thursdays, the senior days on Fridays. So there you go. You got all kinds of activities and special days, and then you buy your ticket in advance. So if you just pay attention, you don't have to pay a full price.
That is excellent. The Sonoma County Fair Salute to Heroes is August 2nd through the 12th. And we've talked a little bit about the discount days. We've talked about the wonderful Hall of Flowers, some great concerts. And besides the main community concert series, there's also the Parks stage, too, where there's music happening basically all day.
Absolutely. And again, Jane books that. Great entertainment. And she does an amazing job of bringing different types of music that appeals to everybody. Mm-hmm. And also new this year in the Hall of Flowers, in Seasons of Sonoma, we will actually have a stage where we have a lot of the community performers. So it's going to be a very fun environment.
That's great. What a great use of that space. How fun. You could walk around and look at the gardens and hear some great music. That's so cool.
And have a glass of wine.
Exactly. Oh, let's talk about beer and wine, because there is a beer festival,
yes,
right?
There is. The first Saturday is the NorCal Brew Festival. Mm-hmm. We have over 60 different types of craft brew and cider. And you want to get your ticket in advance for that. It's $47, includes fair admission, mm-hmm. and all you can taste from
Whoa.
1 to 4 p.m.
Oh, my. That's great.
It's a great deal. And right after that, soon after that, that night, we have the Blues Festival. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of brews and blues that day.
I love it. Is Bill Bowker behind the Blues Festival?
He is.
He's so great at that.
He is.
He knows everybody. So.
He does. He's helped me quite a bit in putting this together.
Oh, very cool. So you've got your blues, your brews. Which day is that happening again?
That is Saturday, August 4th.
Okay. All right. Good. So I'm going to put that one on my list of must see.
You must see that.
So the daily schedule, oh my goodness, it's like there's pages and pages of stuff that's going on. Let's talk a little bit about stuff for little ones. What kinds of things are there for the little kids?
There's all kinds of fun stuff. We have the Kids Zone, which Jane puts together, and all kinds of little contests and activities for them to do. I mentioned the Wizard Fest. There's an adult and a kid portion of that.
Okay.
And that's going to be really neat, where mm-hmm. you can mix magic potions, Moan Like Myrtle, Harry Potter Lookalike, Junior Trivia Quiz, School of Magic, Wizard Science, all kinds of fun stuff. So that'll be happening. Mm-hmm. And then every day in the Kids Zone area, Jane has all kinds of fun activities for kids to do. So
she's brilliant.
Yeah, you can come to the fair and buy your discount admission ticket in the in advance. Bring your kids on Thursdays and spend the whole day and not spend a whole lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, so much fun. I love that. And besides the great thrills that you can have at the Midway on Butler Amusements, there's also rides for little kids that are maybe more their speed.
Absolutely. So what we've done so that it makes it easier for the mom when you have different sizes of kids, different ages, the kiddie carnival is separated from the adult carnival.
Okay.
That way you don't have the little kids looking at the big ride and saying, Mom, I want to go on that ride when they, you know, they're just too
right,
small.
Right, yeah.
So they're separated, and they're still very fun rides. In fact, some of them I wouldn't go on. I'm a little afraid of heights. So they're not, you know, they're still fun for the kids. And again, Butler Amusements does an amazing job.
Right. And then there's the Midway, too, where you can go and play some carnival games, maybe, you know, toss some rings and win a fish or
absolutely.
A stuffed animal.
Absolutely. Lots of really fun games and, of course, you know, fun little prizes that you can get. And, of course, we have to talk about food.
Yes.
So we have some new food vendors this year. We've got Smoky Mutt's Barbecue.
Smoky Mutt's, okay.
Yeah. And it's like barbecue, different than typical barbecue from sort of South Carolina, uh-huh. Some really unique things. We got Coleco's Hawaiian Kitchen Poke Bowls.
Ooh, yum.
Pork bowls, beef bowls. Mm. We've got a new vendor with tacos, gorditas, and pickled pork skins.
Pickled pork skin, okay.
And of course, with some other food items, we have Monster Corn Dogs, Chili Riano Dog, Lobster Corn Dog.
Ooh, yum.
Now, Flaming Hot Cheeto Fries.
Wow.
And Bubble Waffles.
Bubble Waffles?
You just got to come see them.
Okay, I don't even know.
And gold-plated ice cream.
Wow.
So we've got some new food, and of course our traditional food, which is awesome. You know, you've got cinnamon rolls, and we've got tacos, and we've got the pizza and pasta. We've got all the great traditions and these new fun foods as well.
Yeah, yeah. I love to go to the Pasta King and go and get my, you know, I usually get the polenta with the pesto sauce because that's so good.
Oh, yes.
it's a fair tradition for me.
It's a regular for me too.
Yeah, yeah, so good. And then, of course, the Mexican Village, there's lots of great food there as well. But really, I've done the Fair Food Scramble too with Heather Irwin, which is... It's not that great for your stomach, but it certainly is fun to do at least once in your life.
Absolutely. And it's also, I love to say, you can eat your way through the fair one day a year.
Yes.
You know, it's like,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to hurt anybody.
No. Be a kid for one day. Just go crazy.
Absolutely. Eat a corn dog, eat a taco, have
all
a cinnamon roll,
exactly.
Have all that stuff.
All of the stuff on the stick, all of it.
Yes. Everything on a stick.
Yes, a lot of fun. But it also is very easy to eat healthy at the fair if you want to.
Yes.
As well. So you don't have to overindulge. If you'd like to, go for it. If not, there's plenty of really delicious. And that was one fun thing that we did with the fair food scramble, too, is what's the, you know, freshest and healthiest thing here at the fair? And there was lots of things that you could have.
Absolutely. We have Greek pitas. We have salads. Mm-hmm. There are grilled chicken. All kinds of things that are actually very healthy, which is good for us when we're there for 11 days in a row for three meals a day.
That's true. I didn't even think about you guys being there that much time. Yeah, that's true. One thing that I really like was the fruit in a cup, the different slices of fruit with a little bit of lime and the chili spices on top of it in the Mexican
yes.
Village. So good. That's yes. A really good one, too. Super refreshing, especially on a nice hot day. So there's so many wonderful things that you can do at the Sonoma County Fair. The horse racing, do you need to purchase tickets in advance to go into the stands, or can you buy them the day of when you go to the horse racing?
You can do both.
Okay.
And it's free with your fair admission if you want to stand down on the apron mm-hmm. and watch the horses run in. A reserve seat in advance is probably a good idea if you can do that, because you get a better seat,
right.
You know, closer to the finish line and such. But you don't have to, because they are available the day of the event.
Mm-hmm.
And horse racing is just so exciting. It's so fun.
Yeah.
And I think this year is going to be one of the best ever.
Wow. So much fun. And are there racing seminars in the morning?
Yes. Okay. There's a racing seminar every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really... really beneficial if you don't really understand the different types of bets you can make. And you don't have to get into the exotic type of bets, which are like Exacta and Trifecta and Quinellas and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. you can do win, place, and show, which is simple. It's like it's sort of like playing quick pick.
Yeah, sure.
You just put your $2 down and say show, and you know, and it's like first if they come in first, second, or third, you win.
Yeah,
gives you something to cheer at, and it's fun. So you don't have to really get the program and you know try to figure everything out. But if you want to and learn about the odds and that kind of thing, we have this wonderful seminar.
Yeah, yeah, and some really knowledgeable guests who are at the seminar to help you
very knowledgeable
figure out what your plan of attack each day. Yep. So much fun. There's so many things to do. I encourage you to head to the website at SonomaCountyFair.com. There's a full list of the schedule there. You can purchase tickets in advance, both for their carnival, to enter, to go to the wonderful beer fest that's happening, the special ticketed events like the Super Diamond, I believe, is an extra ticket for that one.
Well, they're actually all free.
Oh, they are.
But
okay.
If you want to buy a reserved seat to sit up in front, you can. But okay. Otherwise, bring a blanket and you can sit on the grass, or we have bleachers in the back. So they're definitely all free, but if you want to just make sure you have a seat and mm-hmm. then go enjoy the fair. You can buy a ticket in advance.
Okay, good. So that's also a good tip too. Oh, we didn't talk about Elvis Day.
Yes, one of Jane's favorites. The Elvis impersonation contest. And that is a really fun, just a really fun event. So if you're an Elvis fan, you've got to come see it. It's great.
And that's happening on Saturday, August 11th. So much fun. The Harry Potter Day is on August 5th. The Superhero Sunday is August 12th. And there's so many wonderful things to do.
Yes. Yeah. And just to tie into that,
sure.
The special appearances on that Superhero Sunday mm-hmm. by Black Panther and Spider-Man.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then definitely bring your camera so you can take pictures with your favorite superheroes. Wow. Okay. So again, the website is probably the best resource, and you're going to get all of your information there at SonomaCountyFair.com. And we will see you at the fair.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Becky Bartling is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of the Sonoma County Fair. Sonoma County Fair dates are August 2nd through the 12th, and all of the information online at SonomaCountyFair.com. This is Sonoma County Focus.